Is Mary Jo in here?
No, she just stepped out back.
Good.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I just dinged her car a little bit. But you can barely see it. Anyway, what she doesn't know won't hurt me.
Maybe it won't, but I might.
Well, I left her a note on the windshield.
Saying what?
What I always say in the note when I ding a parked car. Hi there, I dinged your car. The people watching me write this probably think I'm leaving you my name and address signed. Guess who?
What are you two doing with that?
The Farkasian brothers wouldn't take it back.
Oh, no, no. They have to take it back. They told us we have a 30-day approval period.
Well, they don't seem to remember anything about that.
I don't believe this. I mean, they were so friendly when we bought it.
Oh, sure. I go over there to get the rug, and all these men are hugging and kissing on me, going, "Welcome, my friend. Special rug for you, my friend. Special discount for you, my friend, because you are my friend."
It's just a cultural difference, Anthony.
I don't care, Julia. I don't like men hugging on me. And besides, they're so insincere because when I try to bring the rug back, they go, "You don't like the rug? You do not know a good rug, my friend. You want to buy a cheap rug from a cheap rug store? Then go. Here, I will call them for you. Hello? Cheap rug store? I am sending you, my friend. He wants to buy a cheap rug that will fall apart on his floor. Now go, get out of my store. You are no longer my friend.
I'll call Mr. Farkasian, Anthony.
Thank you. I do not enjoy having to go through some big emotional breakup every time y'all return something to them. It's exhausting. It makes me feel cheap.
Now, Suzanne, isn't there something you wanted to say to Mary Jo?
Something about that dent in my car?
So you already knew.
Who else would write a note like that?
I'm sorry, Mary Jo, I didn't mean it.
Oh, that's all right. You can barely see it. There are already so many dents and dings in that car.
Yeah, that's what I figured. One more ding in that junk heap wouldn't mean much.
Mary Jo, you cannot let her get away with this. The damage may be slight, but she should do something to make it up to you.
Julia, did I ever tell you what an unattractive habit it is to get into other people's business? Now, you just leave Mary Jo alone. We're not bothering you. This is a personal matter, and I don't believe we asked for your input.
Get this ding stuff, anyway. I remember when you dinged a family of five at a traffic light and Father had to go on disability.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Charlene.
Hi. You look excited. What's going on?
Oh, not too much, really. Hey, Charlene, you remember that walking track that they were building out near my house? Well, they finished it, and I thought maybe you might like to come by this weekend, you know, maybe take a little walk, try it out. What do you say?
Well, my doctor already has me on an exercise program. I think I better stick to that.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, that's okay.
What I want to know is, whatever happened to the good old days when pregnant women were allowed to just lie around like third base? Is going after them, too, I tell you. I like that woman a lot better when she was just a communist.
Suzanne, Jane Fonda was never a communist.
Well, she certainly dressed like one.
Well, Charlene, how's the house hunting going?
Some of these ads are so misleading. You know, and half the time I can't even read the ad at all because these abbreviations make no sense. Oh, now listen to this. Fem, him, bur, rem, goo, ger, gerd. Now, what the heck is that? You know, like I'm supposed to know that means family home with a breakfast room, a guest unit, a garden, and a garage. I mean, they want me to spend $150,000 on a house, but they're too cheap to buy vowels.
Well, don't get discouraged. You'll find something.
Yeah, I hope so. Anyway, I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye, Charlene.
Kind of hard when your best friend gets married, isn't it, Mary Jo?
Yeah, I mean, I know Charlene still loves me just as much, but, you know, now she's got Bill, and things are just different. I mean, I certainly don't begrudge her a bit of happiness, but, you know, we used to do everything together, and now I just kind of feel like the third wheel.
Well, J.D. hadn't been gone that long. You have to give yourself a little time.
It's just so frustrating. You know, I just feel like everybody in the world is paired off, and I'm still here standing at the end of the lift line going, single? Single?
Now, Mary Jo, I know you don't believe a woman has to be married or she's worthless.
Well, of course not. I paid absolutely no attention to that survey that came out 3 or 4 years ago that implied that all women over 30 are old maids. I mean, you know, the one that said that women in my age category had only a 5% chance of ever getting married. 5%. Why, that's incredible.
Well, as long as you didn't pay it any attention.
Are you kidding? That was on the cover of People and the cover of Newsweek. Everybody saw that. That is etched on the brain of every single woman.
Well, maybe it is hard to meet men. I mean, for you. So, what you gonna do about it?
Well, I've made a decision. Now, Ted's got the kids this weekend, and I did have a meeting with Quint's teacher tomorrow. You know, I'm on that new parent-teacher committee thing, but I called him up and put that off till Monday, so I'm taking the whole weekend for myself.
Mary Jo, what are you up to?
I'm gonna meet a man this weekend or die trying.
I thought we were going to lunch.
Oh, this'll just take a minute. The restroom is right next door. I don't see it.
Well, why don't you ask somebody?
Yeah, like I'm gonna go over to the clerk and yell, "Hey, I'm a desperate single woman looking for a copy of How to Trap Myself a Man."
Is that the name of it?
No, but it might as well be. It's called Power Dating. It's supposed to be a surefire thing. You see it?
No. I see smart women, stupid books.
Julia, a lot of women swear by this book. I just want to see what it says.
I can tell you what it says. It says what they all say. Hey, all you single women, there's something really wrong with you. Do as we say or die alone. It's just a bunch of clever publishers preying on women's insecurities. I don't see a lot of men running out to buy How to Please a Woman. Where is the book, The Men Who Love Too Much?
Well, that would be in science fiction, Julia. I mean, let's face it, men don't have to read books. You remember what the survey said? There are more of us than there are of them. So it's just a big game of musical chairs. And frankly, Julia, we're running out of chairs.
Kind of leave me out of this. Now, if you will excuse me, there is a real book I'd like to buy for myself.
I don't know. I don't know that either.
Yeah, glad to help.
May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for Tess of the D'Urbervilles.
Who?
This is a bookstore, is it not?
Yeah.
Yes, I could tell by the many videotapes, calendars, and stuffed animals on display. Tell me, do you have any books? I mean, literature. Anything written by anybody who hasn't appeared on Donahue.
There's another shipment coming in. Maybe there'll be some in there.
I see. Well, tell me this. Do you by any chance have any stuffed toys that look like the hind end of a cartoon cat that would attach to my car's rear window with little suction cups?
Yeah, do you want one?
No.
Oh.
Listen to this. Listen to this. This is incredible. If you are interested in a married man, you should let him know in case he gets divorced sometime in the future. Oh, right. How do you lead up to that? You just go up to a guy and say, "Hey, you know that commandment about adultery? Well, it's pretty far down the list."
Well, I don't see what the big deal about this book is. Everybody knows this stuff.
I don't know. These techniques might work, but they're pretty radical for me.
They're not radical, Mary Jo. They're practical. I mean, some people can sit still and just wait for the man to come to them, but most people have to put in a little effort. But if you're not willing to do a few little tiny things to help yourself, I can't help you.
You're going to help me?
Well, I've offered to be your coach before. You may remember, I was the one who fixed you up with J.D., and I was right then, wasn't I?
Well, I guess so.
I mean, you and Julia can poo-poo me all you like, but in your heart, you know, I am the one who knows about men.
Oh, Suzanne, now we don't poo-poo you. As a matter of fact, and I can't believe that I'm saying this, but I could use a little moral support this weekend. But now we have to do everything according to the book.
All right. But you have to tell Julia that I'm doing you a lovely favor that more than makes up for that little bitty ding in your car.
It's a deal.
Hi.
you then. There was a hot one over by the avocados.
Suzanne, I figured as long as I've come to the grocery store to try and meet men, that I get my shopping done at the same time.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. You didn't even read your book, did you?
I looked at it, and let me tell you, I feel pretty silly in this get-up at the supermarket, not to mention eyeliner in broad daylight.
Well, all this stuff's got to go. And may I remind you, Mary Jo, we are not looking for men. I'm helping you.
Now, Suzanne, I need this stuff.
Mary Jo, men do not come up and talk to a woman who's wheeling around 25 pounds like a dog food in a big box of Kotex. I mean, you might as well just top it off with that giant bottle of milk of magnesia. What we need to get you are some seductive groceries, okay? Like little pate, some chilled wine, some flowers.
Hey, why don't we just go all the way and fill up the baby seat with beer and contraceptives?
Mary Jo, I just don't get you. You keep going back and forth on me. Half the time you're all gung-ho, half the time you're embarrassed to death. That's your problem. You pull back.
I know. I'm trying to give this weekend a fair shot, but, you know, I was sitting there reading that book last night, and I thought to myself, oh, what's the big deal? You know, I do this all the time. I mean, I'm just in a supermarket. There's nothing tawdry about this, but I cannot help but think that everybody in this store knows what I'm really shopping for. I mean, like the store detective's going to come up and ask me to leave.
Go over there and say hello to him. He's cute. I mean, you know, for you.
Suzanne, I couldn't. He is looking at the zucchini. It is just too suggestive.
Mary Jo, I don't have the faintest idea what you are talking about. Just get over there and make a remark.
Like what? Well, you read the book. It said, surround yourself with a field of laughter.
What am I supposed to do, go over there and yuck it up about the squash?
Mary Jo, you're resisting again. I swear this is hopeless. I don't owe you this much just for dinging your car. As a matter of fact, after this, I'm going to give myself two free dings on you. Now, get over there.
Okay, don't push. I'm going. Zucchini certainly are.
Funny?
Yes. You know, I have a fabulous recipe for ratatouille.
You do? I love ratatouille. Do you like to cook?
Oh, I love to cook.
So do I. You know, it's terrific to meet someone so nice and friendly. I'm Jack Gershman.
Hi, I'm Mary Jo.
And this is my wife, Felicity.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I want to get that ratatouille recipe from you. Sorry, I guess we're in a hurry.
I don't think that I have ever embarrassed myself so thoroughly into Piggly Wiggly.
You know, there ought to be a law about wearing wedding rings. Better yet, they should just tattoo them on the forehead, you know. Private property, do not enter. Oh, hey, how about one of them? No, wait. Forget it.
Why?
Two guys, one cart, fresh pasta, figure it out.
Hey, Mary Jo, Suzanne, what y'all doing here?
Oh, hi, Anthony. We're shopping.
Shopping.
But why are y'all shopping here? Y'all don't live around here.
That's why.
I'm extremely confused, but I know sometimes when I get confused like this, it's better not to ask any questions. Just go on my merry way. I'll see y'all Monday.
Thank you, Anthony.
Goodbye, Anthony.
Oh, Mary Jo?
Yes?
There's a very attractive fellow down by the single-serving frozen vegetables.
Where we go next? Okay, Mitch. There's going to be a whole bunch of men in there. Now, I want you to get a desk in the middle of the room so there's one in front, one behind, one on each side of you. That way you can talk to all four of them during class.
Suzanne, I don't think the instructor is going to let me talk during class.
Well, who cares what the instructor says? We're not here to learn anything. We're here to meet men, you know, just like in real college. Wait a minute. Is this the advanced auto mechanics class?
Yes.
Oh, great. Suzanne, I think you must have a curse on you or something, Mary Jo. I could sit in a convent for 2 minutes and meet a man, but you're just poison.
Good evening, everyone.
I don't believe it. The teacher, too.
Tonight, we are just going to review the basic parts of the internal combustion engine. Our text for this course is auto mechanics and you.
Excuse me. We'd like to drop out. Can we get a refund?
I beg your pardon. Who is we?
Oh, me and my friend here. You see, We don't care about auto mechanics. We're just here because Mary Jo got a hold of this book but said this sort of course would be a good place to meet men. Now, I don't have any trouble in that category myself, but then I dinged her car.
Oh, never mind. I get the picture. Normally, we don't give refunds after the first session meets, but in your case, I'm going to make an exception. We don't need people like you in this class, because the rest of these people came here because they are serious about learning to improve themselves.
Oh, well, not us. Come on, Mary Jo.
I'm so sorry. Forgive us. Did you say you would give refunds?
What is the matter with you people?
I think we all read the same book.
Hey, there's about 9 decent guys down the hall in the Chinese cooking class.
This is as low as I go. I can't believe this book is even serious. Stand outside a men's room. I mean, why not just go on in?
Flood!
Look up, ladies. We've got a gusher.
Oh, we're going to meet some nice men here.
Mary Jo, you act like this is my idea. I think this is ridiculous.
Well, I don't even get the theory here. I mean, what are you going to say to a guy who's just come out of the men's room? I'm certainly not going to shake his hand. You know why I'm standing here? I am standing here to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this book is stupid.
Have you proved it yet?
Yes, let's go.
Hey, where are you going? Can I buy you a drink?
I cannot believe you have been reduced to standing outside of men's rooms. Next thing I know, you'll be jumping unsuspecting men from behind as they're standing in the stalls.
You're absolutely right, Julia. Tried all that tricky stuff and just made a big fool of myself. Anyway, the kind of guy I'm looking for is probably a homebody like me. He's sitting in front of the fire, petting his Irish setter. Somebody who cares about the same things that I care about. You know, who would appreciate me? That kind of guy is just impossible to meet. Because he is at home.
You could become a veterinarian.
What?
Well, you know, that Irish setter's going to have to go in for shots sometime.
Good idea, Suzanne. Why don't you write a book? Meanwhile, this one.
Oh, now, wait a minute. That book's guaranteed. I think if it doesn't work, they're supposed to give you your money back.
Oh, they're going to return my money? How about a refund on my pride and self-respect?
No, those are gone for good.
That's what I thought. I might as well face it. I am one of the 95%. I'm just going to be an old woman living alone, and little children will point at my house and say, "That's where old Widow Shively lives. She got caught in the demographic crunch."
Mary Jo, on that topic, here is a little something I cut out of the New York Times for you. It's about those researchers who did that notorious old maid study. Well, they printed a revised paper. Seems like they made a mistake.
You're kidding.
The 3 said they did not know whether they were correct when they reported.
What? You mean that 5% stuff wasn't true? It was never true?
They're taking it back.
They're taking it back. It's not true. It's not true. Those weasels. How much trouble they've caused. I cannot believe this.
Here's their statement. And I quote, "Right now, my colleagues and I don't know whether we can stand behind our results or whether they warrant alterations or what have you."
Or what have you. Those morons. These people should be made to go on every single talk show they ever went on and apologize to the American woman. No, they should be made to do it personally. Personally to each and every one of us.
Well, that's where it goes. When the wrong statistics come out, it's on the cover of People and Newsweek. You think People and Newsweek are going to do cover stories correcting it? Not likely. This is on page 8 of the New York Times. A lot of women are never going to know. They're just going to go on thinking it's hopeless. A little personal dry spell, they'll just assume they're standing in the middle of the Sahara and give up. But not us.
That's right. Not us. And I'm going to try and remember these optimistic words 6 months from now when I have the time to go out again.
Oh, that's right. You're starting your parent-teachers committee, aren't you?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Quincy, you're supposed to be here right now.
Hi. I'm looking for Mrs. Mary Jo Shively.
That's me.
I'm Phil Barringer.
Your old man Barringer?
Maybe to a 9-year-old. Listen, I can't even sit down. I've got to get back to school before the kids get out of PE. I just wanted to come by and say hi and to thank you for agreeing to co-chair this committee. It's going to be a lot of work. It's easy enough for a single guy like me, but you've got a family and a lot of responsibilities. I just want to say that I really admire someone who can make that kind of commitment. So we'll get together tonight and we can look at my outline. It's just something I put together last night in front of the fireplace. Pardon the teeth marks. My dog got a hold of it for a second. So I'll see you tonight?
Yeah, my time is yours.
Okay. I'll call you after school.
Excuse me. This dog of yours, is it an Irish setter?
No, but she's an English setter.
Well, Mary Jo, I guess you're right. Never gonna find anyone exactly right.